Europe loses confidence in United States after Trump's Iran decision. Donald Trump, the quixotic US president, through his breach of the seven-nation international accord on Iran's right to use peaceful nuclear energy, has undermined Washington's credibility that it can never be trusted, to the extent that even the traditional American allies in Western Europe have lost confidence in the Trump White House. Stay with us for a report in this regard titled Europe Loses Confidence in United States After Trump's Iran Decision. The article appeared on the ABNA website. Stay with us. US President Donald Trump's decision to what he called decertify Iran's compliance with an international deal breached the trust of Europe, which is now bracing for major disruptions in ties with Trump's America. Donald Trump, on 13th of October this year, ignored personal appeals from the leaders of Germany, United Kingdom and France by refusing to certify Iranian compliance with the multilateral deal. Those three countries are parties to the nuclear deal with Iran and had been insisting that the deal not be undermined by a decertification. Donald Trump did it anyway, and that has changed the calculus in Europe, according to a Reuters report citing various European officials and analysts. The consensus amongst European countries is that Donald Trump doesn't know anything. Until Trump's decision on Iran, the report said, European officials had some degree of confidence that they could muddle through three more years of Trump without fear of major and possibly lasting disruptions to the relationship between Europe and America. That is no more the case, according to the report. Since the US president's decision on Iran, European officials no longer have faith that Trump, when the stakes are high, will listen to what his advisers and partners tell him. Wolfgang Aichinger, a former German ambassador to Washington and chairman of the Munich Security Conference, said Germany was effectively frustrated. Wolfgang Aichinger, a former German ambassador to Washington, said, "There is a sense of desperation in Berlin, a sense that Donald Trump does not know what is at stake, and he doesn't understand the historical facts that are at play here. The transatlantic relationship is all about trust. In that sense, the Iran decision takes us to a new level. It is a breach of trust." Immediately after Donald Trump's announcement of his Iran decision, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May and France's President Emmanuel Macron put out a joint statement reaffirming their commitment to the Iran nuclear deal. This points to the adage, hearing the bark, bracing for the bite. Angela Merkel had seen the troubles with the United States coming. As early as January of this year, days before Trump even took office, she had said there was no eternal guarantee of close cooperation between Europe and America. Donald Trump has turned down the Europeans on several other occasions too. He had decided to pull America out of another painstakingly negotiated agreement, the Paris Climate Accord. The report said European officials, whilst avoiding speaking about Donald Trump publicly, privately believed that his decertification can be a harbinger of other disruptive salvos from Washington. It said, one senior European diplomat said the next conflict would likely be over trade, describing Donald Trump's attempt to renegotiate the North America Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and his threats to abandon NAFTA as a litmus test. Europe is also concerned that Donald Trump may go ahead and implement a campaign promise of imposing very high tariffs on imports of steel from Europe, as well as from China, which, along with Russia, is another party to the Iran nuclear deal. The European diplomat said, "So far, there has been a lot of bark and no bite from Trump on trade. But that doesn't mean it will stay that way. We have to be prepared for real protectionist measures. Any steps that penalize European firms directly or indirectly would create a downward spiral." European officials are also apprehensive about Donald Trump's rhetoric on North Korea, which could draw Europe into a military conflict that Europe is not willing to enter into. It means the whole of Europe stands to lose its credibility if it continues to support the quixotic US president and his idiotic policies. In other words, it is the loss of a symbol. Given Trump's disregard for so many of Europe's concerns, the old continent may be seriously rethinking its status on America. Wolfgang Eichinger, the German diplomat, said, "I can no longer tell my children that they are part of this alliance with Donald Trump as US president. It is rather sad. I don't know how the loss of this symbol can be replaced."